coffee, a hoodie, put my hair in a bun, and my holy socks that I had looked for so fucking long. Alright, let's do this shit. I'm probably not gonna be rambling as much, but you know, I always say that and then I end up rambling on. But I probably will mainly be talking during my breaks because I'll be doing the Pomodoro technique. In the meantime, please enjoy some Studio Ghibli lo-fi as I try and attempt to study. If I don't get distracted. Which, by the way, I recommend you watching any movie from Studio Ghibli because it's just absolutely phenomenal. Okay, I should stop talking and do work. With you guys, I'm so sick of learning about proteins. Can my proteins please just denature? Fuck. Secretion. What parts are different? Proteins synthesized in ER. But you can also see it outside of Golgi. The secretory vesicles and outside of the cell. Because that's where they go. tint, second tint is Accumulation of Sizing. Inhibiting transport into the ER. Class B is accumulation in the rough ER. The rough endoplasmic reticulum resulting in building of vesicles from the ER. Class C is accumulation in the ER to Golgi transport vesicles, so that causes a defect of diffusion of transport vesicles in the Golgi. Class C is accumulation in the Golgi and causes transport from the Golgi to the secretory vesicles in terms of defective formation. And then class C is the accumulation in the secretory vesicles inhibiting transport from the secretory vesicles to the cell surface. For example, cell carrying both class A and B mutation will only show the class A phenotype. Genetics in cell bio, classic. The 5 plus A protein and 4 plus B protein. Extreme mutation. Which are earlier in the pathway versus downstream mutations, which is later in the pathway. Collection dominants in the pathway from the RER. Golgi to the secretory vesicle. Thank you. Son of a bitch, 44 slides? Oh my god, this is gonna be the death of me. This is what's gonna kill me. This is great. That's fun, alright. Okay, vesicular trafficking, which sounds horrible. Okay. This update basically leave or they stay. All you gotta need to know. Here is a protein stay in the yard, but many leave by the festival. So basically, the Goji complex likes a soul and cell membrane or outside the cell. Routines move from the ER towards the cell membrane, and then they're transported in the vesicles through the Golgi. Oh my god. Why are cells so complex? Why can't we just be like bacteria? For the love of god. The Golgi apparatus, or the Golgi complex, whatever the fuck you want to call it, has elongated flat cells, no flat sacs, and it's called Sister Ney. And then there's the cis Sister Ney, and then there's the trans Sister Ney. It's reminding me of chemistry all over again. Oh god. For those of you who haven't taken chemistry, cis means on, I think it's on the same side for when it comes to molecules and chem and stuff, from what I remember. Cis means on the same side, but trans means on the opposite side. When you're looking at a particular molecule to see and examine the good stuff. I don't know what it's Don't underline that. I know how to spell sister name. Can you not? Okay, from the sister, sister name. Vesicles transport proteins from PR to the Golgi. But the trans sister name moves it from away from the Golgi. Away from the Golgi. What am I saying? Exocytosis and endocytosis. More of that crap. Exocytosis is the release of proteins from the cell when the vesicles fuse with the cell membrane. Endocytosis is the opposite because endo means in and exo means out. What the hell did you want from me? Oh, okay, let me see. Oh my god, qu'est-ce que vous voulez? Fucking Christ, qu'est-ce que vous voulez? Qu'est-ce que vous voulez? Oh, le monde, le monde. Oh my god. What holds the secretary? What's it called? The protein is carried away. With the vesicles at the cell membrane to create endosomes. If you hear some very muffled talking, that's people in the house talking, and I'm sorry about that. Unless that's what you like, then I don't judge. It's been so long since I watched any Studio Ghibli movie. miss watching some. Oh, I miss watching movies. But I have no time. Life sucks when you're busy. If you haven't watched any Studio Ghibli movie, what are you doing with your life? Seriously though, go watch any Studio Ghibli movie. My personal favorite is Spirit Away. It always will have a special own place in my heart. Studio Ghibli is actually, well, I don't even know what I was gonna say. It's all about the Goldie. Oh gosh. All of the scores of every single Studio Ghibli movie is absolutely amazing. Like, there's nothing wrong with the soundtracks at all. It's also lovely and relaxing. I love Studio Ghibli. The composer, the one who usually makes the scores for Studio Ghibli, I believe his name is Shiro Hisashi, and he's actually the reason why I wanted to get into music. He's an amazing composer. Just absolutely amazing. There are actually many, many talented and incredible composers out there, like Hans Zimmer, who's like, I have no words to describe how he is, but you should already know that he's amazing. I really liked what he did with Interstellar. Amazing soundtrack. It's been a while since I watched the movie, to be honest. I don't really remember what happened, but I do remember there being Matthew McConaughey and Matt Damon, that's all I could say. Who, by the way, Matthew McConaughey has a very sexy voice. But I definitely recommend listening to the music that Jokis that she has composed for Studio Ghibli and also Hans Zimmer for literally any movie that he's ever written movies, like a music score for. There's nothing wrong, like, this, it's perfect. I like how this happens all the time. I tell myself whenever I get distracted, or well, I say that I'm not gonna ramble, but I ramble anyways because I know I talk to myself like most of the time, or maybe not talk like this, but I mumble. Which, when, well, before COVID, if I was at the library, but I would probably do more. I can see why some people might look at me like I'm crazy. That's because I usually repeat to myself when I'm learning. In this case, I'm not, because I'm getting distracted by Studio Ghibli music. You actually really shouldn't be drinking so much coffee, but it's a rough week, so. And I haven't really hit that point where coffee's no longer an option and it's time to drink some alcohol. I'm joking. Kind of. Yeah, yesterday I had probably at least 8 shots of espresso. How I'm living, I don't know. But I have a bad caffeine addiction. Coffee is just so good. There's nothing wrong with coffee. My tree has grown. Okay, time for a 5-minute break. I have apples with me, so that's my chair. You might hear me chewing on apples, so I don't know. Free ASMR, I guess. I don't know if people actually ever listen to me ramble, but if you do, how? Just 1 second now. Gotta set my break timer. Let's do 10 minutes. Oh, Christ. Okay. Can I just say, apples are really good. Depending on how long this audio is, I think I'll put some timestamps in the post so that you guys don't have to hear me eating my apples during my 10-minute break, or hear me just talk about stupid shit. I'm also very surprised that people actually listen to my previous study with me audio, in quotation marks, because I didn't really study. But I was just talking about classical music, and some people messaged me talking about how they actually listen to the audio and they also enjoy classical music, and I was shocked. Because I thought I was like the only one. Or, I know most people like to listen to my audios to fall asleep, so I don't really expect them to know or remember whatever the fuck I was talking about in the audios. But it shocked me. You know, one thing that I always wanted to do with Studio Ghibli, and, well, like the music that is composed by Joe Hisashi, I've always wanted to do duets, but none of my friends play any of the instruments, and it's so hard for me to kind of, like, I can't simultaneously play the piano and violin, unless I record it somehow, but life is difficult when you don't have any other friends that play instruments. So I don't know if they are, like, the mic picked it up earlier, but if you heard me mumbling something incoherent or like something that sounded like a different language, I was oh my god, sometimes when I get frustrated I start talking in French. I'm not like the best at French, but I do remember and know I know how to read and write in French. And I could speak a little bit, but it's like not the best. But if you heard something like French, it was French, and I was just cussing at myself, essentially. I don't know if I have any French listeners, but I apologize in advance if you hear me speak French and it sounds very offending. I don't have the accent down. Again, I don't know if anyone's been listening to this, but I did get out. Sorry, I just picked myself against my table. I did get a request from someone asking if I would ever record myself playing any instrument that I know how to play. And if you're listening to this, I honestly gotta say I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so unlike yesterday's audio, I actually plan on studying. And this time it's not classical music. I have lo-fi playing. And it's Studio Ghibli, one of my very favorite anime studio movie kind of thing. This time I definitely don't think I'll be talking much. I might just be rambling here and there. You might hear me mumble or the occasional swearing. Hope you enjoy the background music and the occasional birds singing in the background because it's morning now. Otherwise, enjoy this audio, I guess. Study this time because I got my coffee. I tied up my fucking hair in a bun so I know it's serious. And I'm in a hoodie and all that shit. So I'm looking straight up like a mess, but that's okay. Experiment is talking about things. Okay, post-J's labeling involves tagging proteins for only brief periods so that only a select few proteins are available. If you haven't watched any Studio Ghibli movies, I highly recommend it. I'm getting sidetracked again, but I have to put it out there. Watch any Studio Ghibli movie, and honestly, it's so good. The soundtrack's good, the plot's good, the animations are good, just everything about it. Yeah. You know one thing that's not good about me? Is that I drink a lot of coffee. And like yesterday, I'm pretty sure I had over 8 shots of espresso. How I'm alive, I don't know. It's a big problem. Will I ever do anything about it? I don't know. But that's me for you. Sometimes I'm so fucking stupid, it's amazing. One thing I'm learning about, I guess I'll give you some background because I can't focus. You know, I'm not gonna lie, I'm so sick of fucking learning about proteins. I've reached a point where I've just been wishing that my protein will denature itself. For those who don't know what that means, basically, if your proteins are exposed to high levels of high temperatures or high levels of pH, it will degrade and you will die. That's essentially what it is. But anyways, this time I'm learning about a little bit about viruses, which is pretty cool because I like learning about ways how certain things affect our lives. And I don't know if you guys know this, but viruses aren't considered to be living organisms because it doesn't have any of the characteristics that living organisms have, which is why every year we have to one thing that with viruses is that it can resurface. So it could go dormant and then it could resurface, which is why every year we have to take the flu shot. Since it's constantly, with influenza, it's constantly a developing virus, you know? I have no idea if I'm making sense anymore because I'm like half dead. So if you're listening for the list and you're not sleeping, I hope you're able to understand me. But otherwise, if you ever had cold sores, that's the herpes virus. The reason why, like, sometimes you'll have it and sometimes you don't is because the virus will eventually go dormant at one point and then it'll come back again, which is how you get your cold sores. That's why if a relative has cold sores or something and they kiss like your baby or they kiss you on your cheek or just somehow transfer the virus to you, you'll have it pretty much for the rest of your life. That's the cool but scary thing about viruses. Because, you know, kind of unlike bacteria, you can't necessarily get rid of it forever. I mean, technically you can't get rid of anything forever. At this point, I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm just gonna stop trying to say facts before I don't even know if it's a fact. I'm just gonna stop talking. Because I don't want to give you misinformation. I highly recommend, if you're interested for whatever reason, to Google this shit. Please don't use me as reference, as your teacher, or as a reason to learn.
I am not your best source. Anywhere else but me. Because I'm still learning. So I could be wrong telling you some of the stuff that I'm telling you right now.